revitalizing, clearing that very light through which we know that we exist and we know that the world exists, our consciousness being fully awake. That which we call state of presence is the essence of this waking reality. Only one who abides in pure consciousness, who becomes that pure consciousness, lives in waking reality, in the waking state. All others are still asleep. They are experiencing waking sleep. Constantly returning to the space of I am, becoming one with that space until there is no more issue of returning, because you are not moving away from it even for an instant. Is it a practice? It's not a practice. It is a correct way of being, being real. Practice is when there's a duality between the practitioner and the goal that he seeks. Here the goal is being grasped from the very beginning. There's no duality. In fact, if there's any practice, it's more to transcend all the traces of practicing, all the imperfections based on the lack of being unified with the awakened state. in the process of growing into complete consciousness, there are several steps involved. One is the actual awakening, where the essence of consciousness is properly, correctly recognized. Which is itself kind of a miracle that after all those lifetimes, eons of time of living on the surface, outside of I am, suddenly that consciousness is able to turn back to itself and recognizes its pure subjectivity. Next, that consciousness has to be established through its maintenance, constantly coming back to it, through self-remembrance. The process of establishing consciousness is accompanied by its energetic expansion and growth. This consciousness, when you remember it, when you abide in it, by the very fact that you give it attention and energy, it begins to grow into becoming complete, into becoming the natural state of presence. Consciousness is maturing into strength, into clarity, into spaciousness, and into transparency. These are all different aspects of the correct state of presence. However, consciousness, in order to be fully empowered, in order to actualize its full potential, it requires the light of me in order to merge it into itself. The complete consciousness is in fact a unity of I am and me. As long as there is a split between these two, consciousness is lacking something. Something is not quite right. Already in the process of self-remembrance, the me is being prepared to be merged, unified with I am. Initially, there seems to be a duality between me trying to remember the I am trying to make sure that state of presence is not lost, but as the practitioner matures, there's more and more a sense that the one who remembers is not separate from what is remembered. The me is experiencing itself more and more as being inside of the body of I am, being contained by it, resting in it. It is like me forgets itself in I am. So the correct practice of self-remembrance is actually based on self-forgetfulness on the level of me. The challenge is that, as we spoke, me lives in dual world of the outer and of the inner. It is still involved in the human reality. It still has to think about things. It has to protect our existence in the outer world. To find that correct equilibrium between living in the world exercising that faculty through which we can function in the outer reality through our mind and senses. And simultaneous conscious constant abidance in the inner world, unification with I am. To find this equilibrium is the fundamental challenge. And the foundation of success in the task is what we call a constant recognition of I am. Constant recognition of I am points to the fact that the essence of me has already been integrated with I am, no matter what. No matter what you think, what you do, heart, the heart of your me is constantly anchored, constantly conscious of its unity with I am.